Right, Siman Tov Kuf Yud Tes Sif Gimel. The Mechaber says Lahatir Ula Hafkia V'Lachto Chosamos Shabakelim Shabakarkel L'Shaber Poschos Kedina Meshabas Kach Dina B'Yom Tov. So if you want to be able to undo the ropes that are around certain kelim, your halachas of Yom Tov are the same as halachas of Shabbos, where we discussed opening boxes and opening bottles and stuff like that. So if it'll be for food purposes on Yom Tov, it's Zochel Nefesh, so it's going to be okay. Sif Dalid, Lichdom Kash, O Kesam, O Tevin, O Atze B'Samim, Dinam B'Yom Tov, Dinam B'Shabbos. So to cutting Atze B'Samim, the same halachas as Shabbos. Sif Hey, K'matam Sh'osam, Anashim Batez, or Sein, Batez Shokan, Asra Lassus B'Yom Tov, Mishum Tikkun Manah. So this is considered to be Tikkun Manah. Sweeping the floor of the house, the halachas on Yom Tov are the same as halachas on Shabbos, as we discussed, that in our homes, where they are completely, the flat floor is not made out of dirt, so then we no longer have the gzeira that we're afraid that you're going to even out the floors when sweeping, and therefore you're allowed to sweep. Simen Tav Kuf Chaf Aleph, Sif Aleph. Mashilin Peres Derech Aruba. The Yom Tov below Yishal Shalem Bachalonos, below Yerdim Salamos, below Yitatla Migagal Gag, Achu Pishen Shabim. So if you have fruit on your roof, and you see that it's going to rain, so you don't want them to get ruined, so the Chachamim say that you're allowed to do a slight tircha to lower them through the skylight, the window in the roof, to go down into the house. That would be permissible because of the Hefsed, so we allow a little bit of tircha. But the tircha of putting it through the window, which is on the side, something like that, as the Mishnah Berurah explains, if the roof is surrounded by a fence and you have a window in the fence and you want to put it down through that, that's too much tircha because you have to lift it up, so that's not okay. And so too, to go on the steps or on the ladders, that would also be too much tircha carrying the fruits down them, and even carrying from one roof to another roof is also too much tircha, so that is not permissible on Yom Tov. Siv Be'ez, Mutar L'chasos Peros, O Kadei Yain, O Leveinu B'nei Hadel. If you're allowed to cover fruits, or barrels of wine, or bricks, due to a leak of some sort, so you're allowed to cover it so that it does not get ruined. If you have a leak somewhere, and you want to put a bucket under it in order to catch it so that it doesn't get the house dirty, so you are allowed to do that, but this is only true if that water is rotway, so you're not making the kli, you're not mavata the kli because of the water. But if the water is disgusting or something like that, so then that would make it a graf shel rei, and we don't create a graf shel rei l'chatchila, so you would not allow to do it if it's disgusting water. A blind person is not allowed to go out with his stick, and a shepherd is not allowed to go out with his tarmil, because these things are derechol, and it's a zilzul tiyantif to do things in the way that you do it on a weekday, since you could go without it. So obviously the Aruch HaShulchan says that if you have a blind person who is really not able to walk at all without having his walking stick, he really wouldn't be able to go outside, so then we would permit it, and we wouldn't say that it's considered to be someone who is derechol. The same thing with a person who is not well, who needs a cane. So if he really needs the cane, so then that wouldn't be considered derech ol either.